795. And it's a lot less invasive. So there you go. 1053. Yesterday, Mark Emmert spending some time with Dan Patrick. It's a pretty lengthy interview, and if you want to check out the whole thing, you can Google search it and find it, I'm sure. But some of the highlights, Pat, I know you had a chance to... I read some of the article about it in relation to it, but...
I don't know. It's just scary that it seems like the person who should be in tune with these athletes... I don't know. Shouldn't you think the NCAA president should be so in tune with the athletes? They should be on the same page, right? They're all trying to get the same thing.
The recurring theme, the problem I have, is that the NCAA continually is headed up by what?
White guys?
That's one thing. No, more importantly, I was going to say guys from the academic background, guys from the athletic background. It's the National Collegiate Athletic Association, not the National Collegiate Academic Association.
Yep.
I would much rather have a guy that lives in an athletic world and certainly understands budgets and needs and wants of people in the world of athletics running the NCAA, or as I like to call it, the Nazi Communist A-hole Association, which is far more appropriate most of the time. But again, you got this guy, you had Miles Brand. I mean, they keep putting these guys who are former presidents and chancellors in there, and that's not to say that they're not great business folks. In the same way that some people think it's weird that you've got a woman who has never been in football, Connelly Rice, who's on the championship selection committee. That to me is a little bit different deal. This one to me, though, it continually bothers me that they don't have somebody with an athletic background of some sort running the NCAA.
Sure.
That's the issue for me.
Sure.
How can he be in touch if he's never been in touch?
And listen, every time somebody questions him about...
That makes as much sense as me being in charge of the NAACP.
Which I think you'd do a great job.
I would try my best, but again, there are certain things that I...
UConn won the NAACP championship this year, by
the way. Apparently they did. There are certain things that you inherently don't have that limit you in your ability to do your job well.
And it goes back to the greatest generals, the greatest captains... are there with their men, right?
Yes, that's part of it. The other cool thing about the military is, generally speaking, they don't just make you general.
Yeah, you've been a grunt. You've gone through everything. You need to go boot camp and everything. And that, I guess that's what bothers me the most. It's like when anybody ever asks this guy, Emmert, or anybody else associated with an athletic department, the NCAA, it should be, we want to do everything we can for these athletes, for these student athletes. Anything we can. It's not... well, they get this, they get that. It's, yes, we're listening to what they need, and we're going to do the best we can. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you got to come from a humble situation. You can't be out there saying, like he did, where the reason why we're talking about this is his remarks were...
right here.
If I was playing college football or any other Division I sport, and I had an opportunity to get an education at a world-class university... all expenses paid, had an opportunity to compete at the highest level, get the best coaching, the best health care, the best training possible, I would consider that ample compensation for my being allowed to participate in that program.
I have made that argument as well. However, all expenses paid is a very misleading comment because it's not all expenses paid.
Right.
There are expenses that come out of pocket. And again, for some kids whose parents are not able to make ends meet, or they come from a single-parent home, it's a very difficult thing. The food thing is a step in the right direction, but there is so much, not necessarily even hypocrisy, but just nonsensical work done by the NCAA. There are so many odd policies that don't make any sense at all. Here's another example that you sent me this morning, and I saw it about Auburn the other day.
Yeah.
Both Auburn and Florida State lost money...
how does that happen?
...taking their national championship title trip.
How does that happen? Like, how does that happen? And you know what's even scary about that? People who release these numbers, it's no coincidence. To me, it's no coincidence that this story and these numbers are released around the time when this compensation issue for athletes are coming out and how much money the university, the athletic department makes. Because this is obviously a story to say, hey, we don't make that much money.
What's the amount, like $18 million or $20 million or whatever it was for the national championship performer, and then you split that among your conference? You get X amount. I think Auburn said they got $2 million or something out initially to cover expenses out of that total, and then they split the rest of it among the conference. The problem is they spent like $3 million, and Florida State spent $2.82 million.
You know where half of that goes? All the administrators get to take their families It's like, it's crazy. Half of the $2.8 million it says was spent on transportation costs.
Right.
You know what? How about you you become more efficient, not invite everybody in the whole world?
I will agree with that. According to Florida State's balance sheet, the athletic department spent $1.3 million to transport 699 people to Pasadena for the game, including 237 members of the team and staff and 416 BAM members. So that I'm fine with, but it is extremely expensive. Now, what did you spend the other $1.5 million on?
Oh, boomerang car.